Hi there, my name is Sipho Dlamini, a counselling psychologist, PhD candidate and a member of the executive of the South African Association for Counselling Psychology, a division at SAISA. We are living in an incredibly difficult period with the world as we have come to know it being turned upside down. Many people losing their lives, and many people having to stop work. The impact of the coronavirus globally has been monumental, and it has upended many of our lives here in South Africa and again in the rest of the world. Many of you as students, particularly at contact universities, were asked to return home with the looming nationwide lockdown, with very little knowledge of whether and when you'll be able to return back to university. This was and remains undoubtedly an anxiety-provoking situation, whether you are studying your first year, third year, or postgraduate degree. Various universities recently have announced different plans for how to tackle the challenges that lie beyond the national lockdown. Many of the universities have also begun to think about moving to online teaching and learning, which is a completely different environment for many students. In understanding the new kind of difficulty associated with moving online, I would like to suggest some practical things that students may be able to do to better aid in adjusting to the online learning. Firstly, time is everything during this period. It is important to manage your time. By creating and sticking to a schedule for studying and writing of any assignments, preparing for tests and exams, I would suggest that you create a schedule. However, I am also cognizant of the fact that schedules are often tricky at the beginning and may require adjustments as you go along. So it is important for you to stay open to making these changes. Secondly, it is important to plan resources in advance of beginning to work. This, of course, is linked to how you better manage your time. This planning for resources or planning of resources also includes the online classes or whatever modality the university uses. Preparation is absolutely key. Thirdly, it cannot be overstated enough that there's a lot of uncertainty at this time, and as a result, there's a lot of anxiety during this period. I say this to highlight that it is important to know that it is okay to be a little anxious about working remotely, away from lectures and other students. It is important to know when anxiety levels increase to the level of interrupting your work that it may be time to get assistance. There are some available places and resources that can be reached telephonically and online, including the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, better known as SADAG, Lifeline. And it is also important to ask your university about the availability of services in counselling centres or in other universities that are known as student centres. This may aid in how you are better able to cope and deal with the levels of anxiety of being away from the university. I understand that students are based in different locations and it's often more helpful for them to be in contact with the university. However, as I have mentioned at this time, and of course, as the president has spoken about, it is vitally important that we stay home during this period, and especially now with the extended lockdown, with the attempts to test and screen people so that we may better understand the magnitude of this virus and this pandemic that you are dealing with globally. And it is also important to take care of yourself during this period. And remember the old idiom, this too shall pass. Thanks for listening.